For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Tegan Rose, a five-year senior out of Gibbons, Alberta. And Tegan, your story is a very inspiring one, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to visit with you today and kind of share that for other people. But you came here to BSU in 2011 as a freshman. You played two games. At what point of your career did you find out that you had a heart condition?
It wasn't until about in January when we got back from Christmas. Started having some problems with my heart racing and some chest pain. So, you know, I went to the emergency a couple times, and they did a lot of testing, and they just thought it was kind of maybe I was sick or had some anxiety issues. But I did some ultrasound testing, and they diagnosed me with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
Okay.
And so the team doctor pretty much said I couldn't play hockey again, and that I was actually at risk of sudden death if I exercised too hard.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so at that point, you know, life-changing. It was pretty sad. And at that point, I decided to go home and finish my studies online.
Okay. And then at what point did you decide to come back to Bemidji State?
Well, I decided to come back over the summer. I decided I was going to come back and finish school. I still wanted to work with the team, so I arranged it so that I could come and do video and, you know, go on the ice and kind of be a volunteer coach. So that's what I did for 3 years, and yeah, that was a good experience too.
Okay, so what went through your mind when you were told you may never play hockey again?
Well, it's pretty bad, obviously. You don't want to hear that, but I was just scared, really. You know, hockey's great, but your life's more important, and I just want to do anything I could to be healthy.
Last year, during the hockey season, spent a lot of time up in the press box with you, usually to my right or left, doing video, but at what point did you go, well, maybe I should get a second opinion about this?
Well, I thought I should get a lot of them because doctors were telling me I had something, but it wasn't kind of adding up to my symptoms. So my original cardiologist sent me to a rhythm specialist, and they kind of told me that they misdiagnosed me and that I had something that was actually fixable through surgery, and that, you know, if I went through with that, I would maybe have a chance of playing again. So I kind of thought about that. I was a little scared, but, you know, I thought, okay, maybe this will help me and help me in my everyday life. So I went through with the surgery, and right after, immediately after the surgery, my surgeon came over to me, and, you know, I was terrified just laying there, and he said, oh, are you going to play hockey again? And I said, oh, well, can I? So he kind of believed in me, and then that kind of set the stage for me mentally.
What was the time frame for that? Obviously, you've been playing this season, but at what point were you cleared with BSU?
I don't think it was till last November. I was first cleared by my surgeon, and then I had to be cleared by our team doctor, who told me that I would never play again. So that was a huge moment for me.
For you, what's it been like to be able to be out on the ice this year? I know for me, having watched you go through all this, it was an incredible feeling just to see you out there on your first game, your first shift.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. It's a great feeling. Still now, every time, you know, my name gets called, my coach to be in the lineup, I get butterflies and my heart starts racing a bit, and I know that's normal now. But yeah, it's amazing. Even after the games, you know, lots of girls are just like getting out of the gear all fast, go see family, but I kind of just sit there and try to take in most of the moment.
Going through something like what you've been through makes you appreciate it a little bit more. Do you think that carries over to your teammates?
Yeah, I think so. I know for me it does. I think I got a new life for hockey. I never really get tired of it, you know. Some people might complain about the workouts or stuff, but I'm just super happy to be able to do it.
On to hockey. Last weekend, your team played the Gophers. 2-2-1 losses. Your team played well enough to win those two games. What was the mindset coming out of the weekend?
You know, we were pretty down about the losses. They were tough, but we were pretty happy with the efforts, and we're just looking forward to this weekend against St. Cloud.
BSU has won 7 of the 9 games that you've played in. It's a pretty good stat. It's got to make you feel good that you've added a little bit of chemistry out there on the ice.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I do what I can. It's pretty sad to get those 2 losses this weekend, but I guess you can't win them all.
You have been playing alongside Carly Essie. What's it like playing along her?
I love playing with Carly. You know, she's a junior. She's got experience out there. I like to think that we're more the less talkative, cool, calm, D pairings, and so we kind of know where each other are out there without having to say a word. And you know, she even laughs at my jokes sometimes.
Earlier this season, you played 2 very close games against St. Cloud State. You're on the road. You're playing on Olympic ice. What's it going to take to beat them?
You know, I just think like the details, just like every other weekend. Gotta help Brett out. Gotta spend as much time in the offensive zone as we can, and you know, just get pucks deep. Hope for the best.
What are your future plans after hockey?
I actually just applied to grad school in Edmonton, so I'm hoping to get in there for physiotherapy.
Tegan, congratulations on a great senior season so far. Thanks so much for being so candid. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Kelly.